Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday, and just a little bit of a buzz in the air. We're expecting some snow showers here in the Northern Virginia area, and teens are excited. I think most everybody's just hoping for a bunch of snow. It sounds like that we might get a substantial amount, and that's going to be an exciting thing. It's been a while since we've had a good amount of snow around here, and so that seems to be the buzz in the air. But it is Wednesday, which means that we're going to go ahead and focus now on our memory verse. And it's Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24. The Bible says this, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4 verse 24. And then you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Let's put on the new man today. Philippians chapter 3, that's where we are. If you haven't had a chance to read this, I encourage you to do so. We're going to be looking at chapter 3 and verse 20. And let me go ahead and read this verse, but we're going to talk about this concept that is mentioned in this particular chapter. But Philippians 3 and verse 20 says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." I want to talk to you just for a second about our citizenship. You know, the definition of a citizen is an inhabitant of a city or town, especially one entitled to the rights and privileges of a free man. You know, although we may be citizens of the United States of America, our real citizenship is in heaven. And that's a thrilling truth. To know that when we accept Christ as our Savior, all of a sudden we become a part of the heavenly place that God has created for us, and our life is centered around a heavenly lifestyle, and that's why when Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven is like as, and then he would give these illustrations of what heavenly living is all about. Now that plays out in our earthly lives. We have heavenly living in this earthly place, but talking about our citizenship does well to express the type of mentality that we need to have. Now, in Philippians, especially verse 20 here, you have this word called conversation. Now, this is speaking here to some of that of which would fall into the line of responsibilities of a citizen, right? I mean, those who have accepted Christ as Savior have a citizenship. Well, it can't be altered, but it all, along with it comes unique responsibilities. And Paul informs us in this verse that our conversation is in heaven. That word conversation here is much more broad than just, you know, the words that we speak. It's also in reference to our every action. So Paul is telling us that because we are citizens of heaven, we have a responsibility to make sure that our words and actions fall in line with that of heavenly living. You know, responsibility as a citizen is very important. You know, we as United States citizens have a responsibility to elect our officials, to get out and vote. We have responsibilities to be good stewards of our neighborhoods. You know, there's certain things that come along with being a citizen of the United States. When I took a trip to Singapore, this was over 10 years ago now, I guess, but when I was on a missions trip there, it just so happens that if you are born in Singapore, the citizens there are required to do 2 years of military service. And that's just a part of, you know, being a citizen in Singapore. And so, you know, a citizen of any place, Singapore, the United States of America, it comes with certain responsibilities, and certainly our citizenship that is based in heaven. And the question that Paul's asking us here is our lifestyle What is that saying about our citizenship? And what are we communicating by the words that we say, the way that we act? Are we showing forth a life that testifies of a citizenship that is solely based in this life or that which is to come in heaven? So I don't know about you, teenager, but today, this day, this Wednesday, I need the Lord's help to reflect that of a heavenly citizenship. I want to reflect heaven. I want my conversation, my actions, my mentality, my thoughts, I want it all to reflect that of the place that I am strongly connected to. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. And so today, let's not get caught up in this everyday life. Let's not get caught up in this life, but let's get caught up in a heavenly lifestyle. And I believe the Lord would be pleased with that. Let's go ahead and notice our teenager of the day. We're praying for Savannah. Take some extra time today and spend that in prayer. I know that she would be appreciative of that. All right, that's all we've got for today. I hope that that memory verse has been a blessing to you as we've been working on it, Ephesians 4 and verse 24, and then Philippians chapter 3. Again, if you haven't read it, go back and read it. I know it'll be a blessing. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll be back again. Take care.